The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On Beer.
It's a bouquet of enjoyment coming in my mouth there.
His playing style.
I have a little bit of a prick in me, I think, a quieter one. It wasn't always comfortable, but I did it. And I just did it and, you know, accepted that was the way it was.
Coffee crisp.
I just hold on to it. I just hold on and I suck on it. Right in the roof of my mouth. It's unbelievable.
Whatever this is.
His speed was so fast, he would just take off. And then he beat Manning. Got a little distracted there.
It's time for Struds On.
Hockey sticks. So I got to give credit. We get a lot of great texts here at 10-12-6, and I always appreciate them. And I often get good ideas for my Struds On through them. So this one came in pretty much when I jumped on the show today. Hey, Struds, what was your hardest shot ever clocked at in the skills competition? You went through the evolution of the hockey stick. Do you remember your first time using a composite? So great question. Something I never really ever thought of. I believe we go back when I did the skills competition with the Oilers for the hardest shot. I think I got it 93. That's what I remember. Someone was there, obviously fairly elite, 93. I don't know if it was miles an hour or kilometer, but let's call it 93. And or maybe it was 88. I think it was 93 because I think I beat Tom Gilbert, who was 88. Tom Gilbert shot pucks like you throw muffins in the dark. Not very hard. But I do remember the evolution of a hockey stick. I first started in the minors at a Branches stick, and I still have some at home. You know, sometime we have an event, Greg's, I'll bring my Branches hockey stick, and people can try to lift it. And if you can lift it over your head, maybe we'll give you a free shooter because it's so heavy. I know Connor would, you and Greg would have to double up to try to lift that thing over your heads. It's so heavy. And then we work on some CCM, you know, wood sticks. But then who remembers the Louisville response, TPS response one-piece composite stick? And that was when I was in Vancouver. It was yellow with white writing on it, and then the blade was black. This stick was unbelievable, and I still have one actually at home. It changed my life, and everything came off the stick so much easier. And, you know, obviously it didn't really reflect too much of my goals, although with this stick I did have a 3-game point streak. But it is an amazing stick. And when those comments came in, you know, I remember talking to some of our goalies saying, oh man, you can tell because all of a sudden everyone's a shooter. Also, everyone's a shooter and they can fire the pucks way easier. The wood sticks, it's harder to get the pucks off your stick as quick. But the biggest difference I found is that you could just give a quick little snap of the wrist and the puck come off really quick off your stick for shots or for passes. Also, but I'll never forget, and this is my story. The Louisville rep, when he came through and said, Struddy, do you want one of these sticks? And I'm like, yeah, I'll take one. And I said to him, but I said, I don't like the yellow. And he's like, what are you talking about? I said, I don't want to use a yellow stick. I want a black stick. And he goes, how many points did you have last year? And I was like, I don't know, whatever, like 6 or 7. He's like, you'll be getting a yellow one. And that was it. So I used the yellow stick and I didn't complain. I should have just been happy that he was going to let me use it. But you know, sometimes the reps are pretty funny, but anyways, that was it. And so so I do remember the evolution of sticks. And for people now, like I don't think that there's a lot of, the jump from wood to composite. I don't think that it's as big now. Any jump from the composite to the sticks we have now. Like I believe that jump from wood to composite was a much bigger jump than from what we've had from the composite to now. And I don't know how much, it's like golf drivers, you know, you go from wood drivers to now what they have now. There's slight improvements, I'm sure, but I don't think that we'll ever see that quantum leap of, well, maybe not ever, but it'll be a while before we see that quantum leap again in technology for shooters. It makes a huge difference. They will say those sticks are a lot lighter now, but Greg's, you know, I know he's still like using the wood sticks. You don't really, although he got new skates. So I got to say that's a improvement for you as well.
Oh, buddy. I have a one piece.